AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A couple of senior advisors to Hillary Rodham Clinton say her campaign will be based on the familiar themes of economic security for the middle class and expanding opportunities for working families. Clinton is expected to announce her candidacy for the White House sometime today in an online video. Before leaving the summit of the Americas in Panama, President Obama had high praise for Clinton.
She was an outstanding Secretary of State. She is my friend. I think she would be an excellent president.
The same Clinton advisors say she intends to deliver her message at first to small groups of voters in some of the early voting states. President Obama is also criticizing Senate concerns about the nuclear framework with Iran.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei insists all sanctions will be dropped the day the deal's signed, but the president says he's just playing to hardliners.
Even a guy with the title Supreme Leader has to be concerned about his own constituencies.
No, what riles Obama is that Arizona Senator John McCain points to the Iranian statements as reason to doubt what the U.S. got in the deal framework, taking the Ayatollah's word, he says, over Secretary of State John Kerry's.
Partisanship has crossed all boundaries.
At a news conference here in Panama, he said that's a problem and needs to stop. Mark Smith with the President, Panama City.
Obama is sharply opposed to a Senate bill that has bipartisan support, which would, for 2 months, prevent him from unilaterally lifting congressional sanctions against Iran. The Islamic State group has wrecked artifacts in an ancient city in Iraq. Sound of an explosion in a video put out by that radical group. The video shows bearded militants using sledgehammers, jackhammers, and saws to take down huge alabaster reliefs depicting Assyrian kings and deities. They're from a city that dates back to 1300 BC. This is AP Radio News. The black motorist killed by a white police officer in South Carolina was buried yesterday. Tyrone Johnson remembers Walter Scott from their high school days.
Just being in the cafeteria lunchroom, cracking jokes. Real funny guy, you know, always upbeat.
The minister who conducted the funeral at the church where Scott worshiped told friends and family that Scott was killed by a racist cop. But authorities have not said whether race was a factor in his fatal shooting. Pope Francis marks the 100th anniversary of the massacre of Armenians by Ottoman Turks by calling it the first genocide of the 20th century. Turkey has vigorously denied any genocide and says the 1.5 million death toll is inflated. Armenians have long pushed for greater recognition of those killings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.